And we have, of course, the London Marathon coming up. We've got the Surrey Half Marathon taking place this very weekend. So I guess with all this, all these sort of events coming up, we need to be really sort of thinking about, you know, the single-use T-shirts that you get given when you take part in these races and the impact that they have on our environment. Let's talk to Dan Lawson. He's a Team GB 24-hour ultra runner, and he has set up with his family Rerun Clothing. Dan's on the line now. Good evening, Dan.
Good evening. How are you doing, man?
I'm okay, thank you. Thanks for joining us on the programme. I love the idea of what you do at Rerun, sort of working to reduce the amount of waste within the running community, talking about equipment and clothing and so on. But how much of an issue is this?
It's an issue within the running community. I think it's quite a big issue, yeah. I think we tend to think because when we go out running, we're doing quite a natural movement. We're doing something that doesn't cost anything. We feel like we're not really impacting that much on the environment. Sometimes you feel like we're actually running, I don't know, like in time with the environment. But when we actually stop to think, like the fast fashion that we see on the high streets and that kind of disposable clothing really has crept into into running in the past few years, and what was such a simple sport that didn't, like I say, it didn't cost anything, you could just go out your front door and do it, seems to have become a lot more complicated these days with that kind of pressure from these brands and the fact that you need to wear these pair of trainers or this jacket to make you run faster. So I think it is becoming an issue, isn't it?
And a lot of this sort of stuff, sort of the single-use T-shirts that they give out, not just in the running community, I know sort of, you know, various charity events, things to give out these T-shirts, and the quality is so poor that really it just sort of ends up in landfill.
It really does, yeah. I mean, we set up Rerun to try and eradicate as much textile waste within our running community as we could, and the first thing it became evident when we did it and we were taking donations off people that these race t-shirts are just, like you say, they really are like single use, and people don't people forget because they're material, people forget that they are actually plastic. I mean, a lot of them these days are made out of recycled plastic bottles. It's exactly the same material that goes into them, and 70% of all the donations that we collect at Rerun are race t-shirts, and 30% of those race t-shirts that we get are still in their packaging. People haven't used them, they've been given them, so they're not even single use plastic, they're like no use plastic, which is crazy.
And obviously you've got the plastic they're wrapped in as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Extra waste.
I mean, and it's just, I mean, when you stop to think and you think about it, it seems like you need a t-shirt for everything these days. It's not, I mean, because I'm involved in the running community, I see it in the running, but it seems like if you walk down the shop, you get a t-shirt or something. It's just crazy. And if you start to think about the background of that t-shirt and the whole manufacturing process it's gone through and the kind of scar it's left on this earth and the environment just to get to a place where it's given to someone and they don't even want it, it blows your mind a little bit.
It is. I mean, something like 300,000 kilos or 300,000 tons of used clothing ending up in landfill, and you know the stuff you get in races is a big proportion of that. 5% of the UK's total annual carbon footprint comes from clothes consumption. So how do we sort of break this habit of, you know, just disposable clothing? How do we sort of get around that one?
I think there's lots of different ways, isn't there? I mean, what we do at Rerun, we collect unwanted clothing and we either give it out or we sell it, so we start to use for people to use second hand. But I think that the way to really stop it is, there's that analogy that if the tap's running in your kitchen, you don't mop up the water and keep the tap running. You turn the tap off, and we need to turn the tap off. We need to make all of our clothes last longer. You know, last years and years and years, and just not buy lots of new stuff. Because once we do that, then we can start to Yeah, I mean, the manufacture of anything just leaves a scar on the earth. The less we can manufacture, the better,
So, so how did you actually set up Rerun? How did it all sort of begin for you?
I run at a reasonable level. I run like longer distance, like ultra marathons, like you're saying, like 24 hour races. And, and I used to be sponsored by clothing brands, and it took me a while before I started thinking, like, what am I actually doing here? I'm just hawking, like, I'm just trying to convince people to buy clothes by being sponsored by this brand. So it made me think a little bit more and about what I really wanted to promote, if I was going to promote anything through my running. And between me and Charlotte, my partner, we came up with the fact that we wanted to promote the fact that you didn't need to buy new stuff. You could make do with secondhand and secondhand clothing, really. Well, the most sustainable clothing you can have is the clothing you've got. The second most sustainable clothing you can purchase or you can wear is secondhand clothing. It's clothing that's already been made. So we wanted to promote that.
And obviously if you're buying secondhand, it's going to be cheaper as well. So it's going to have it's going to leave more money in your wallet.
Yeah, it's like win-win for everyone. Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
people donate their unwanted sort of sportswear and equipment to you, and then you sell it via your website, I believe.
We stuff's donated to us, and then we sort it into different piles, but. Percentage of it goes to charities. We work with a number of like refugee homeless charities, and they'll tell us what they need, so they can't, it's almost like they have first dibs, and we send stuff to them. And then the rest of the stuff that's still usable, we sell on an online running charity shop.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And a really affordable, I mean, most of the stuff we sell is like £5. It's really affordable. It allows people to, you know, wear these clothes, and they're often in very good condition. And then there's an element of stuff we get which isn't usable again, and with that we try to upcycle it. My partner Charlotte will like sew shirts together or take patches of certain bits of t-shirts that are still usable and stick them together and make like running vests. So our aim is to nothing goes to landfill at all. So we use everything we get, basically.
I'm not going to say a lot of the sort of running gear, you know, the other side of it, I suppose, is people that, you know, have that favourite T-shirt, that favourite pair of trainers, and they use it and use it and use it, and then it goes to you when it's basically in an unusable state. But I'm glad to hear that that gets used as well. That's great.
Yeah, it either gets used or the worst case scenario is we just hold on to it. We hold on to it until we know that there's... So we have certain trainers that really are battered and you can't do that much with. We've got lots of race t-shirts that we can't do much with, but we hold on to them until the technology's there, where they can be recycled, they can be put to use, like in a second use as well. Yeah.
Okay. Just basically keeping it out of landfill.
Yeah. That's the mission. Yeah.
Yes, and I sort of noticed a lot of the stuff, a lot of textile waste from this country could end up potentially abroad. I mean, I was reading something in the paper the other day, mountains of textile waste, most of it from the UK, ending up in places like Africa and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's quite an unknown, or the kind of journey of clothes, especially after they're donated to a high street charity shop. I think only 8% of the stuff that's donated to charity shops actually makes it onto the high street in this country, and the other 90% are shipped out and sold to the third world. Which when you don't delve into it, when you just think about it, it seems like quite a good use. You think that the clothes are going out there, and they're clothing people who might not otherwise. have clothing or be able to access clothing that cheaply, but it's not a great practice, because what it does is it totally it totally messes up the economy in the country it's going to, because the clothes makers there who have been making a living making traditional clothes, all of a sudden are being undercut. So they lose their livelihoods, and it's a bit of a gamble as well. They're sold in these big batches. These secondhand clothes for people out in mainly like in Africa or in Asia, and they buy these big pallets of clothes, not knowing what's in there, and they might get lucky and might get some good clothes that they can sell. Yeah. But sometimes they could be really poor quality. They could be puffer jackets they've been sent out to quite a country on the equator or something, and. So it's like a gamble as well. It's not a good practice. Yeah.
No, I mean, just seeing the picture of the mountain of waste textiles and thinking that we're basically sending it out to Africa or wherever it may be and sort of giving them our waste to deal with. So like you say, not a good practice.
We're very good at that in the West.
Passing the problem on.
But just sending it somewhere else, and then it's all right. We can just forget about it.
Yeah, kind of out of sight, out of mind, really.
Yeah, definitely.
And I know there's an organisation, is it Trees Note, that sort of offers to plant trees instead. So I suppose with that, people will just sort of refuse the race T-shirts and plant a tree.
It's a great organisation. It's a runner by the name of Jim Mann. It's called Trees Not Tees. Yeah.
Okay.
And he actually bought a big bit of really wild land up in Scotland, and he offers races, so it could be like you're talking about the Surrey Half Marathon. He offers races like the option to put a little thing when you register, and when you're asked, like, do you want a T-shirt, he offers races to have the option to say to people, no, I don't want a T-shirt, I'd rather plant a tree instead, which I think is fantastic. And I spoke to him today, and the first race that he's worked with that put that option up on their registration, 40% of the runners chose to plant a tree rather than take a T-shirt, which is fantastic. Yeah,
that is an amazing. You know, a lot of people listening may be potentially taking part in the Surrey Half Marathon or maybe the London Marathon in a few weeks from now. So, you know, hopefully we've sort of put the idea in people's heads that you can say no to the T-shirts, and just to sort of think really what happens to that T-shirt. After you pass it on, it could just end up clogging up the environment, causing all sorts of problems.
Yeah, what we try and get runners to ask themselves, especially with T-shirts, I know it's hard, you've run a half marathon, you run a marathon, you're not really thinking that clearly towards the end, and you tend to get thrust things right in front of you and just take them. But like, to try and just stop for a second and ask yourself in your mind, like, do I really need this? And if you do really need the T-shirt and you think you can get like 3 or 4 years like life out of it, then by all means take it. But if you answer that question, no, I don't really need this, then please don't take it. And the more people that don't take T-shirts, the more race organizers realize that it doesn't need to be a thing anymore. We're stuck in this, like, I don't know, this habit of giving out free things when people run races, and I just think it's something that needs to stop. It's not important. The race, the training for the race, the memories on the race, the people you meet on the race, the crowd, that's what you can walk away from the race with. You don't need a goodie bag full of stuff you don't need in a T-shirt you're never going to
wear. No, exactly. So think before you take that T-shirt, message there.
Yeah.
So if people are listening this evening and thinking, this sounds like a great idea, maybe they want to sort of check out and find out more about what you do, how do we go about that?
You can come to our website, which is rerunclothing.org, and all the information is there. Like, have a look. We've got a few little graphics about stats about textile waste. You can have a look at our little online shop and see what's going on. Yeah, I mean, it's probably the best thing. But also, just be aware. Even if you don't do that, just every time you go to buy something, just think to yourself, do I really need it? And ask yourself that question. It'd be great.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, it's been really good talking to you, and, you know, some food for thought there, I think, for all of us, particularly those maybe looking at the Surrey Half Marathon or the London Marathon coming up in the next few weeks. So thank you for coming on the show today and talking to us.
Thank you, man. Yeah, have a nice evening.
You have a good evening yourself. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. There we go. It's Dan Lawson there. Rerunclothing.org. You can check it out and have a look and find out more about what they get up to, and also check out the online shop as well.